Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, interesting situation. Josh Hader, he's a pitcher for the Milwaukee Brewers. We saw his act over this past five-game series. Jim, he's pretty damn good, isn't he?
He is. He got beat up last night.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good on the mound. And then, well...
And beat up in the clubhouse,
yeah.
too, a little bit. So Josh Hader's really good. He's a great young talent for the Milwaukee Brewers, and he's a guy who can get you out toward the back end of that bullpen. So anyway, he's at the All-Star game, and he's pitching, and then he comes off the field, and he finds out, he's 24 years old right now, and he finds out that people have dug up tweets from when he was 17 years old. Some are very racist. Some are extremely homophobic. They're rife with swear words. They're rife with just racist and homophobic tweets that are deplorable. They're awful. Now, here's what he had to say when he came off the field and was met with reporters around his locker whenever they brought it up to him. Now, he was briefed on it. I saw Rob Butcher, who is the PR man of the Cincinnati Reds, so he must have been handling PR for the National League players. I saw him standing just behind Josh Hader, and so he must have briefed him on what was about to go down right before he met with the reporters. Hader had said in an earlier portion of this interview that he had time to just quickly kind of cursory look back at the tweets. He didn't go and have a big study on them, but he stood and he talked to reporters. Here's Hader with reporters.
You know, there's no excuse for what was said, and you know, I'm deeply sorry for what I've said and you know, what's been going on. And like I said, that doesn't reflect any of my beliefs going on now.
What was kind of the context in which those statements were made? Like, was it intended to be
a joke? I mean, I'm sure there's some rap lyrics being tweeted. You know, I really don't know exactly what's all out there.
Did you have any knowledge of it before you actually went out of the game?
No.
All right, there's the N-word, there's gay slurs, there's some really just incredibly tough stuff in there that you shouldn't ever disseminate, that's for sure. You shouldn't ever think it, let alone disseminate it. Lorenzo Cain is his teammate, both with the Milwaukee Brewers and on the All-Star team last night. Josh Hader is a white man. Lorenzo Cain is not. He's a black man. Lorenzo Cain had this to say.
Talked a little bit. I just was trying to understand the situation. He was young. You know, we all say some crazy stuff when we're young. That's one reason why I don't have social media, because, you know, for things like this, you know, you always get in trouble for, you know, things you say when you're younger. So, like I said, we'll move on from it. You know, situation is what it is. I know Hader. You know, he's a great guy. And I know he's a great teammate. So, like I said, I'm fine. You know, everybody will be okay. We'll move on from this for sure.
Now, there's been room on the continuum all the way from, for people on social media, people that have reacted, room all the way that started from, this guy should be suspended, his career should be over, to, hey, freedom of speech, he said what he said, yada, yada, yada. Freedom of speech is silly in this regard because it's an employer. It's not
right.
Necessarily.
Well.
But anyway, if people say he should get off scot-free, it's when he was 17 years old, he was young, nothing should happen. There's a wide expanse and a big divide between those two things. Kick him out of baseball to nothing should happen. What should happen to this guy? That was 7 years ago. It was when he was 17. Nonetheless, they're still his words that he probably at some point needs to own. I think sensitivity training, I think a course, I think that Rob Manfred, who's a progressive commissioner at baseball, in baseball, will probably come to some decision where he surrounds him with people of all different colors, of backgrounds, of ethnicities, of sexual orientations, and immerses him in a culture there and makes him go through some sensitivity training and understand what it's like to be around different people. Maybe something like that, a rigorous sensitivity training course, could help him move forward. I think that's probably most likely here.
That would seem to make sense, but look, 17 years old, what had this guy been exposed to growing up when he was a kid? And, you know, maybe did not get out in the world much and didn't interact with a lot of different kinds of people. You know, 17 years old, and now he's 24. He's been in professional baseball, I think, since he was in high school, right? Since he got out of high school. And when you said that he needs to be or that, you know, to, should interact with other cultures and other people of other backgrounds. That's what he's been doing his entire professional baseball career now. So I would, and it's not like giving him a pass, but I would not try to equate a 24-year-old young man with a 17-year-old kid and with what that kid did and what this guy is now. I think they're probably almost entirely different people.
Same guy, much different point in life, even though it's just 7 years.
Right, and I think a lot of the diversity, baseball's maybe, there's plenty of diversity in baseball, actually. Not necessarily, they need more African-American participation. I know they'd like that, but when you think about the international part of the game now, and particularly with the with Latin American players.
Oh, the Dominican, there's Venezuelan, there's Asian players. There's you're right. What it needs more is American-born black players.
Right, but there's still a decent amount of diversity here, and I would think that he's a much different guy now than he was 7 years earlier when he was still in high school.
He can't get off scot-free though. There needs to be something even for window dressing sake, even for just to show of force sake from Major League Baseball. And there needs to be a statement. There needs to be something where they show they're trying to rectify this, where they show that they're acting. Even though he wasn't under the purview of Major League Baseball at that point, he is now.
Well, there are plenty of opportunities, I would think, with Major League teams. You know, you see Pirate players. They get involved locally in the community, and I'm sure that there are ways – The Washington Nationals have the same programs. Major League Baseball probably has a big umbrella program that all teams, do similar things. And if it is specifically a sensitivity training is what we were trying to find that phrase earlier, and you just used it. I guess that's the way to go here. That would seem to make the most sense to me.
Think he'll get that Papa John's endorsement now?
Yeah, he's got that.
I mean, this guy. Who knows?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.